This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Was a time when TV Guide was a kind of Bible for television viewers. If you wanted to know which bat channel to tune into, it was right there in those weekly listings. TV Guide announced recently plans to transform the magazine with pared-down listings and more emphasis on celebrity. Jeff Jarvis blogs at BuzzMachine.com and worked at TV Guide as both critic and developer. He joins us now. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Bob.
Jeff, the digest-sized TV Guide that we all remember as an iconic staple of our youth is no longer a viable business model. Why?
Well, the circulation has dropped from 20 million in its heyday to 9 million now, and now they're dropping it to 3.2 million guaranteed going forward. Some of that audience has died off, but a lot of that audience was junk circulation. My late father-in-law, a dentist, got 7 copies of TV Guide every week that he didn't ask for. Now TV Guide is going to get down to a realistic circulation of who really wants to buy and read the magazine.
Okay, now besides that, though, there is a structural editorial problem, and that is that the magazine was based on TV listings, a TV schedule that in many ways, you have written again and again and again, is increasingly irrelevant. Why are listings irrelevant?
Because you can get better listings online that you can search for and make personalized, and there's far more power than there is to an old black and white page that's hard to read as we get older. The other issue is we now can watch anything we want to watch, whenever we want to watch, wherever we want to watch it, thanks to TiVo and our VCRs, and soon we'll be able to get the TV we want on our phones.
The new TV Guide will debut in mid-October. What are its chances surviving in a market that's already utterly glutted with celebrity news?
Well, having created one of those glutters in Entertainment Weekly, yes, there is a lot of coverage out there, but there probably isn't one that you can really say that is about TV, except, of course, Inside TV, which TV Guide just started. And we do need a critical guide to tell us what's neat and what's worth watching on TV.
Now, celebrity coverage is not new to TV Guide. It's been a staple all along. As a practical matter, has anyone really been using the listings the last 3 or 4 years?
I think the grandmothers of various listeners might still be using them, and that's probably about it. The idea of having listings in print is really outmoded. I saw that people who used to sit on the subways with their highlighter marking their whole week out, and their weeks are probably ruined now. But for the rest of us, it's really about a Googleifying of the world where we're going to search for what we want to watch, and then we'll watch it.
Yeah, in one word, Jeff, how would you describe a person who sits on the subway with a highlighter going over the TV Guide for his week's activity?
A loyal TV Guide reader?
Loser?
Yeah, no, you said it. You said it, you snob. You big media NPR snob, you.
That is correct. Jeff, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Jarvis blogs at BuzzMachine.com.
How do you just walk into a house and take a TV Guide? How does she expect you to watch TV? Am I just supposed to turn it on and wander aimlessly around the dial?